Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
C News on WRCO-FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin-area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky taking to social media, thanking the U.S. for support in his country's war with Russia. It's one day after his Oval Office meeting with President Trump turned into an argument in front of a global audience.
"I don't think you'd be a tough guy without the United States, and your people are very brave. But you're either going to make a deal or we're out. And if we're out, you'll fight it out. I don't think it's going to be pretty, but you'll fight it out."
Vice President Vance called Zelensky disrespectful as he pushed for security guarantees. President Trump later told reporters he's looking for peace. Federal employees got another "What did you do this week?" email from Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, saying it will now be a weekly requirement to respond with 5 accomplishments. A health setback Friday for Pope Francis, who suffered a coughing fit that the Vatican says triggered a worsening of his respiratory condition. And they reiterate the 88-year-old is not out of danger. This is ABC News. There's new information from the investigation into the death of acting legend Gene Hackman.
Initially, evidence pointed toward their deaths possibly being from carbon monoxide. Gene Hackman, his wife, and their dog all found dead in the home with no sign of injury. But Santa Fe County Sheriff Adon Mendoza says expedited tests show
both individuals tested negative for carbon monoxide.
Gene Hackman's pacemaker shows the last activity was on February 17th, nearly 2 weeks ago. The sheriff says they believe that was his last day alive. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Iowa became the first U.S. state to remove gender identity protections from the state's civil rights code. This new law goes into effect on July 1st. It creates explicit legal definitions of female and male based on a person's reproductive organs at birth. Opponents, though, say this bill will expose transgender people and other Iowans to discrimination in all areas of their lives. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
Any flurries hanging around will be ending this morning. That according to meteorologist Tony Schumacher. And then partly cloudy, breezy, much cooler today, a high of 28. Mainly clear, very cold tonight, a low of 10 above. On Sunday, mostly sunny, pretty nice, a high temperature of 38. Clouds increase Sunday night, will drop down to 23. On Monday, mostly cloudy, a little warmer. We may see areas of light drizzle or rain with a high of 48. Gloomy with a soaking rain on Tuesday. It may mix with some snow very late Tuesday night. Otherwise, comfortable temperature-wise with a high of 50. Wednesday, we cool down with a windy mix of rain and snow turning to all snow. We may see a few inches of accumulation, a high of 38. 38 on Thursday. Light snow again on Friday with a high of 38 degrees. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Take that look of worry
frontman and drummer of Genesis, Phil Collins, originally did that back in the 1980s. Tell you what, I love the trend of 80s songs being remade by current country artists. Little Big Town in Sugar Land sure did a good job of that one. 710, any flurries pretty much moving east at this point. Still some reports, though. This one's going out to our friend Zoggy today. We're watching Scotty Grove for your weekend wake-up.
There he sits with a pen and a yellow pad. What a handsome lad. That's my boy. B-R-L-F-Q spells mom and dad. Well, that ain't too bad, 'cause that's my boy. Well, you can have your TV and your nightclubs, and you can have your driving picture show. I'll stay here with my little man near. We'll listen to the radio, biding my time and watching Scotty grow. Making a castle out of building blocks and a cardboard box, that's my boy. Mickey Mouse says it's 13 o'clock. Well, that's quite a shock, but that's my boy. In 4 short years, I've gone from rags to riches. And what I did before that, I don't know. So let it rain on my windowpane. I got my own rainbow, and we're sitting here shining, watching Scotty grow. Riding on Daddy's shoulders off to bed, old sleepyhead, that's my boy. Gotta have a drink of water and a story read. A teddy bear named Fred, that's my boy. What's that you say, Mama? Come on and keep your feet warm. Well, save me a place, I'll be there in a minute or so. I think I'll stay right here and say a little prayer before I go. Me and God are watching Scotty grow.
You know, that song came out long ago enough that I think Scotty's all grown up. Bobby Goldsboro. Well, we welcome in a new month, March 1st. Of course, we're going to welcome in a new season as well. And the unofficial changing of the season theme song worldwide. You got it. It's Louis Armstrong for our friends in Gillingham.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself,
listening to WRCO-FM 100.9, we'd like to let you know that phone line disruptions and outages continue at the Richland Hospital and Clinics and at the Ithaca School District. Community members may receive a message that states this call cannot be completed as dialed, or the line will simply continue to ring, but it does not ring at the Richland Hospital and Clinics and Ithaca Schools. They have alerted their telephone service provider and they're working to resolve the issue. Further updates will be provided as they become available.
Big news! A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to 153 North Main Street. But before we go, we're having a huge moving sale at our Church Street location. Starting March 10th, prices will drop in a progressive sale. The longer you wait, the more you save. But don't wait too long, you might miss out. Everything must go before we close April 1st. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street and take advantage of these deals before they're gone. Main Street, here we come!
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night? You'll love a float. Celebrating? You'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Everyone is invited to join the Republican Party of Richland County for their annual Lincoln Day dinner Saturday, March 15th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Meet and greet starts at 5 p.m., dinner and a program at 6. Hear from guest speakers Derek Van Orden, Tony Kurtz, Hannah and Patrick Teston, and others. Tickets are $40 for adults and $25 for students age 16 through 21. Get yours at the RPRC Campaign Center in the former Jefferson Elementary any Tuesday and Thursday between noon and 2 or Saturdays between 10 and 2 or on the web at richlandctygop.com. You can always phone 303-507-4430 for more information. And remember, you're invited to join the Republican Party of Richland County for their annual Lincoln Day dinner Saturday, March 15th.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCO AM FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
CBS presents this program in color.
It's time right now for a look at this week in entertainment history. Brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more. And by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with 5 generations of continual service. Being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts, going from place to place, hunting. searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
A look at this week in entertainment history is an entertainment time travel journey of epic proportions. Today we travel back to 1954 to start it off, and 1965. In 1965, the 150th episode of The Andy Griffith Show aired, and in 1954, Ronnie Howard was born. The 100th episode of Adam 12 aired on NBC this week in 1972. In 1979, the NCAA granted ESPN the exclusive rights to telecast collegiate events. Elvis and the Beauty Queen aired on NBC TV. In 1981, Don Johnson played the part of Elvis Presley. A Beatles song was used for the first time in a U.S. TV commercial. Lincoln Mercury used the song Help in 1985. The Perry Mason TV movie The Case of the Fatal Framing aired in 1992. Bottom Line 2 debuted on ESPN2 in 1997. And in 2010, Jay Leno returned as host of NBC's Tonight Show. 1954, we celebrate the birth of Ronnie Howard, Jimmy Fortune in 1955, and in 1958, British new wave singer Nick Kershaw. Stay tuned. We have today's Rabbit Ears Memory coming up next.
Hey folks, John here at Napa, Richland Center in Boscobel. It's perfect time to stock up on filters at unbeatable prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, now through March 15th is your chance to save big. We've got great deals on hydraulic oil, greases, and a full line of Milwaukee tools at amazing prices. Stop in today, and as always, we have free popcorn. We appreciate your business and can't wait to see you soon. Napa know-how.
A look at entertainment history has been sponsored today by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency.
From WNBC TV New York, this is Live at 5 with Jack Cafferty, Sue Simmons, and Al Roker with the weather.
Today's Rabbit Ears Memory is an American television sitcom that was on CBS from 1975 through 1984, starring Bonnie Franklin as a divorced mother raising two teenage daughters in Indianapolis, the daughters played by Mackenzie Phillips and Valerie Bertinelli. You got it. It's One Day at a Time.
This is it. This is it. This is life.
Take a trip every summer down to Mississippi to visit my granny and her antebellum world. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees free as a song. One day I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I stuffed him down in an old shoebox and punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him into church. I was sitting way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh, when that squirrel got loose and went totally berserk. Well, what happened next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, others thought it was hell. But the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, "I surrender all," the squirrel ran up Harv Newland's coveralls, and Harv leaped to his feet and said, "Something's got a hold on me." The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were
shout, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, Harv hit the aisles dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon. And Harv thought he had a weed eater loose in his fruit and blooms. He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and the squirrel ran out of his britches leg unobserved to the other side of the room. All the way down to the amen pew, where sat Sister Bertha Better Than You, who'd been watching all the commotion with sadistic glee. But you should have seen the look in her eyes when that squirrel jumped her garters and crossed her thighs, and she jumped to her feet and said, Lord, have mercy on me. As the squirrel made laps inside her dress, she began to cry and then to confess to sins that would make a sailor blush with shame. She told of gossip and church dissension, but the thing that got the most attention was when she talked about her love life. And then she started naming names. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First St. Francis Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that took out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, hallelujah. Well, seven deacons and the pastor got saved, and $25,000 got raised, and 50 volunteered for missions in the Congo on the spot. And even without an invitation, there were at least 500 rededications, and we all got rebaptized, whether we needed it or not. Now you've heard the Bible story, I guess, how he parted the waters for Moses to pass, all the miracles God has wrought in this old world. But the one I'll remember till my dying day is how he put that church back on the narrow way with a half-crazed Mississippi squirrel. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous.
That's Ray Stevens. And this is your Saturday morning wake up. Adam Hess with you, 727. Sort of reminds me of, and this is a true story. When I was in high school, I had a van. That was my mode of transportation. No, not minivan. I had a van. It was a 72 Dodge Tradesman 100. Anyway, I left the window down because, you know, air conditioning, what was that, right? I actually had a squirrel somehow get into my van, and I opened up my sliding side door, and I can guarantee you, herding a squirrel is pretty much like herding cats.
Is your future chieftain ready for school? Riverdale Schools will be hosting 4K screening on Tuesday, March 4th. This is for children who will be 4 years old by September 1st, 5-year-olds who didn't attend 4K this year, and 3-year-olds who may have developmental concerns like speech, motor skills, or social development. Give your child a great start. Call Sarah at 608-739-3101 or email sarah.williamson@riverdale.k12.wi.us to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Schools, where learning begins.
Your Saturday outlook, partly cloudy, breezy, and cool, a high of 28. Mainly clear, colder tonight, a low near 10. Mostly sunny and fairly nice on Sunday with a high of 38. Monday, we warm up to 48 with areas of light drizzle or rain. A soaking rain Tuesday, but a high of 50. And we may see a few inches of snow accumulation Wednesday with a wintry mix and a high of 38.
Are you ready for a wild ride filled with belly laughs, tall tales, and a whole lot of Deer Camp madness? The hilarious and heartwarming play, Escanaba into Moonlight, takes the stage. Join Albert Sodi as he spins the unforgettable story of one eventful deer season in the Upper Peninsula. There's Remnar, the superstitious buck whisperer. Reuben, who's never bagged a deer in his life. And let's not forget the Jimmer, a man who drinks like a fish and once got abducted by aliens. And wait till you meet the DNR officer from Detroit, who swears he's seen the Almighty. So grab your flannels, gather your crew, and come see Escanaba into Moonlight. Performances run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March 14th, 15th, and 16th at the City Auditorium. Tickets are $10. Don't miss out on this super classic, Escanaba into Moonlight.
You're listening to WRCOFM 100.9. We'd like to let you know that phone line disruptions and outages continue at the Richland Hospital and Clinics and at the Ithaca School District. Community members may receive a message that states this call cannot be completed as dialed, or the line will simply continue to ring, but it does not ring at the Richland Hospital and Clinics and Ithaca Schools. They have alerted their telephone service provider and they're working to resolve the issue. Further updates will be provided as they become available.
Napa Know How!
Don't miss the annual filter and tool sale at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel now through March 15th. Bring your filter list and save big on Napa Gold filters, the best price of the year. Hydraulic oil, grease, and many unadvertised specials are also on sale. Hurry in, filter tool and sale ends March 15th at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel.
It's 7:30 on March 1st, 2025. Time to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox, on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
It's a brand new month, and we have a brand new list to tell you about. Here's a very happy birthday going out to Haley Durst today from Mom and Dad Durst. Carol Strang to my friend. Happy birthday from your friend, Janet Olson. Here's a note to wish my mom, Carol Strang, a very happy birthday, wishing her an awesome day filled with all the things she loves best. We appreciate everything she does for our family. Love, Sheila and the family. Haley Durst, you're on the Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret list today. Hope you have a wonderful birthday. Haley Durst from Lori and the guys as well. Sharon Jewett, happy birthday wishes from Lori and the guys. From the Richland Center United Methodist Church, Kate Perkins is celebrating today. From the Little Willow Birthday Club, Andy Money Silvers is celebrating. Have yourself a wonderful birthday today. From the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club, we can let you know that Brady Goplin, Zachary Pospical, Joe Walsh, Aaron Johnson, and Casey Carlson all celebrating. And from the Richland Center Lions Club, Ava Cosgrove, Brianna Haley, Tate Russell Perkins, and Carol Strang. And we have an anniversary to tell you about. That's going out to Keith and Victoria Ritten. Of course, if you are celebrating a birthday and our anniversary in our area, we'd like to wish you the best as well from everyone right here at WRCOFM.
Ravishing Ruby, she'd been around for a while. Ravishing Ruby, she was a truck stop child. Born in the back of a rig somewhere near L.A. Ravishing Ruby, you poured a lot of hot coffee in your day. Ravishing Ruby, anything you say, just like her daddy said, said he'd be back someday. She was just 14, she grew up wild and free, and all the time she'd been waiting on him, she'd been waiting on you and me. Ravishing Ruby, she sleeps in a bunk out back. Smiling Jack, that was her daddy's name, and that's all she ever knew. Ravishing Ruby ain't got time for guys like me and you. Ravishing Ruby, a beautiful young girl now. Ravishing Ruby, she made a solemn vow. See him, she wants to touch him, either way, dead or alive.
ravished in ruby. She sleeps in a bunk out back. Her days and nights are filled with dreams of a man named Smiling Jack. That was her daddy's name. That's all she ever knew. Ravishing Ruby ain't got time.
That's Tom Keyhall, Ravishing Ruby. We have Ravishing Joanne coming your way at 7:45 this morning with a news update and a birthday to tell you about. Happy birthday wishes to Deb Robertson. Deb is celebrating today. That from Bob and Heidi.
Get ready to roll for a great cause. The 13th annual Milk and a Cheese 8-Pin Tap Individual Tournament is happening this Sunday at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. For just $15 per person, enjoy a fun-filled day of bowling, meat raffles, a 50-50 raffle, a dice game, and exciting door prizes. Plus, every bowler gets a free pound of cheese. All proceeds help provide cheese for the local food pantry. Don't miss it. Call Ed at 608-537-2340 for more information. See you Sunday at the 13th annual Milk into Cheese 8-Pin Tap Bowling Tournament in Boscobel.
Everyone is invited to join the Republican Party of Richland County for their annual Lincoln Day Dinner Saturday, March 15th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Meet and greet starts at 5 p.m., dinner and a program at 6. Hear from guest speakers Derek Van Orden, Tony Kurtz, Hannah and Patrick Teston, and others. Tickets are $40 for adults and $25 for students age 16 through 21. Get yours at the RPRC Campaign Center in the former Jefferson Elementary any Tuesday and Thursday between noon and 2 or Saturdays between 10 and 2. Or on the web at richlandctygop.com. You can always phone 303-507-4430 for more information. And remember, you're invited to join the Republican Party of Richland County for their annual Lincoln Day Dinner Saturday, March 15th.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
We're about 8 minutes away from welcoming in WRCOFM's Joanne Krulotz. For the news update at 7:45, the Wirtz floor and home thermometer's going the wrong way. We're down to 15. That's our new morning low. I told you about an hour ago how much I really, really like the trend of 1980 songs being remade by new country artists. Sugarland's no exception, although this is, we're going to blink and this song's going to be 20 years old. They released this in 2008. It's their remake of Life in a Northern Town. For your weekend wake up from WRCOFM. Enjoy.
Salvation Army band played, and the children drank lemonade, and the morning lasted all day.
And through an open window came like Sinatra.
watch the water roll down the drain. Could see it written in his eyes as the train pulled outside.
The great sounds of Sugarland as we move to 7:45. And what is the best part of your weekend wake up? By golly, it's got to be kissing an angel good morning. It's Charlie Pride on RCOFM.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face, anytime and any place. And every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. May try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to
kiss an angel good morning
and let her know you think about her when you're gone.
Kiss an angel good morning
and love her like the devil when you get back home.
Kiss an angel good morning
and let her know you think about her when you're gone.
Kiss an angel good morning.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time. The next time you're out to dinner with friends, you can order the shrimp cocktail for the table. And maybe you'll realize it only comes with four shrimp after you've already given away three, but that one shrimp will be so good. And if you switch and save hundreds, you could get shrimp all the time. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shrimp. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Big news! A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to 153 North Main Street. But before we go, we're having a huge moving sale at our Church Street location. Starting March 10th, prices will drop in a progressive sale. The longer you wait, the more you save. But don't wait too long, you might miss out. Everything must go before we close April 1st. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street and take advantage of these deals before they're gone. Main Street, here we come!
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's 7:45. We're at 15 degrees with mostly sunny skies. This news update on WRCO-FM is brought to you by Jones Chevrolet, Town and Country TV and Appliance, and by Walsh's Ace Hardware. Quite a bit cooler today. We're looking for partly cloudy, breezy with a high of 28. 10 tonight, back to 38 tomorrow.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Phone line disruptions continue at the Richland Hospital and Clinics and the Ithaca School District. Community members may receive a message that states this call cannot be completed as dialed, or the line will continue to ring but does not ring at the hospital or the school district. Telephone service provider has been alerted, and they are working to resolve this issue. Further updates will be provided as they become available. 88 Wisconsin farmers are currently waiting on millions of dollars promised to them by the federal government. The Dairy Business Innovation Program gives grants to more than 400 dairy farmers across the country to allow them to grow. Under the Trump administration, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has frozen the payments. 88 Wisconsin farmers were waiting on $6.5 million. Farmers who are due to get money applied for it in 2023 were approved in 2024 and started working on projects like growth or updated technology, knowing they'd be reimbursed. But without that reimbursement, they could be in trouble. The Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association says half of the grant recipients are small farms with fewer than 5 employees. They'll be traveling to Washington, D.C. next week to push for the release of this money. Senator Tammy Baldwin is also asking the USDA to resume the payment she spearheaded for the program. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and some of her colleagues are demanding answers from the Social Security Administration over how much access Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency has. Senator Baldwin has expressed serious concerns over access to personally identifiable information and an apparent disregard for privacy laws, regulations, and procedures. The group is seeking answers on how much access DOGE has, how they're using that information, and how the agency is protecting residents from having their data used improperly. The Republican-backed candidate for Wisconsin Supreme Court accused the court's liberal majority, all women, of being driven by their emotions during oral arguments in an abortion rights case. The comments by Brad Schimmel were branded disgusting by the campaign of his Democratic-backed opponent, Susan Crawford. Abortion has been a key issue in the race to be decided on April 1st. Crawford is backed by Planned Parenthood and previously brought a lawsuit to protect abortion rights. Schimmel is anti-abortion. He dismissed criticism of his remarks, which he made in November. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel first reported them on Friday. State Supreme Court candidates say they're unhappy about outside spending in their race. Both made their case to a recent Wisconsin Counties Association meeting in Madison. Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel says he entered the race because he saw partisan promises made in the 2023 Supreme Court election. Schimmel said the money spent on that race was incredible, adding it's going to be worse this time. Schimmel told reporters that liberal philanthropist George Soros is supporting Dane County Judge Susan Crawford. Crawford says Schimmel is also getting billionaire backing, saying Elon Musk is trying to buy a seat on the Supreme Court. Voters go to the polls April 1st in an election that will decide the ideological makeup of the court. A lawsuit against several Wisconsin TV stations by former U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde has been dismissed. A Brown County judge ruled Thursday that Hovde's complaint that advertisements run by the stations were defamatory held no merit. The ads in question accused Hovde of rigging the system by taking government loans and that he used offshore shady tax havens. Judge Donald Zudmulder ruled that neither of those statements were defamatory, since the term rigging the system is well known as a matter of opinion, and that Hovde's investments in offshore accounts isn't illegal, so it cannot be defamatory. Layoffs are underway at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which includes the National Weather Service. Hundreds of employees have already been let go by the Trump administration, with more layoffs expected. Some of the workers fired include computer engineers, meteorologists, and researchers, including at the Great Lakes Environmental Research Laboratory, Hurricane Research Division, Pacific Tsunami Warning Center, and a division that develops weather models for the United States. For falconers who hunt small animals like rabbits and grouse with wild birds of prey, changing Midwest winters are also changing the sport they love. They're contending with snowshoe hares moving north, less persistent snow cover, development of rural areas, agricultural pesticides killing insects at the bottom of the food chain, and warmer winters shortening the necessary cold weather season. But they say continuing the practice connects them to nature and gives them a front row seat to the realities of a warming world. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources invites you to celebrate the 125th anniversary of the Wisconsin State Park System by learning about its history of outdoor recreation, tourism, and stewardship. Over the last 125 years, Wisconsin State Park System has grown in both size and opportunity to meet the needs of Wisconsinites and visitors. The system's history is rich with stories of hard work and dedication to the state's natural resources. The introduction of the oldest state park, Interstate Park, in 1900, spurred momentum to keep expanding efforts to preserve Wisconsin's natural places. Between 1910 and 1918, four more state parks were established, and the Lone Parks became a system. The state's parks, forests, trails, and recreation areas are managed to conserve and protect Wisconsin's natural resources. Governor Evers proclaimed 2025 the Wisconsin State Park System's 125th anniversary across the state. The significance of this milestone can be observed in the day-to-day operations of the more than 120 properties that make up the state park system. These sites offer you a space to improve your health and wellness, build community, learn new skills, and spend quality time in the outdoors. New campgrounds and properties, additions of amenities such as amphitheaters, shelters, and indoor gathering spaces, investments in universal recreation, and the launch of the statewide wellness initiative, Out We Go, are just a few examples of the growth seen within the Wisconsin State Park System over the last few decades. Looking forward to the next 125 years, the Wisconsin State Park System will continue to pursue investments in public lands, properties, facilities, and infrastructure to ensure the system continues to protect natural resources and provide an excellent visitor experience. Most 125th anniversary events are free to attend, but require Wisconsin State Park and Forest Vehicle Admission Pass. Visitors will also have the opportunity to purchase new anniversary-themed merchandise at properties across the state this spring. For visitors who may be new to state parks, the DNR offers a New to Parks webpage to help identify a property to visit and plan ahead for a safe and fun outing. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin is encouraging eligible organizations to apply for grant funding to improve the availability and affordability of telecommunication services to Wisconsin residents. The grant funding opportunities include the Nonprofit Access Grant Program and the Lifeline Outreach Grant Program. Both grant programs are funded by the Universal Service Fund to help Wisconsinites access essential telecommunication services. All grant applications must be submitted through the PSC's grants system. The application instructions for each program includes information on how to use the PSC grant system to submit applications. The PSC's grant system webpage contains more information about how to use the system and includes a recording of a webinar conducted by PSC staff that provides an overview. The 11th annual Beat the Cabin Fever Dance is being held today from 11 to 7 at the Lone Rock Community Hall. hosted each year by the James P. and Michael Sullivan American Legion Post 383 Auxiliary. It offers 8 hours of fun for everyone to raise funds for the Vets Roll to send veterans to Washington, D.C. The estimated cost to send a veteran on a trip is about $850 per veteran. To help send area veterans on a trip of a lifetime, you are invited to attend the Beat the Cabin Fever Dance today. The day includes a variety of raffles and auctions, free bingo from 11 to noon, and music by the Crossfire Band from 4 to 7. The 11th annual Beat the Cabin Fever Dance will be held today from 11 to 7 at the Lone Rock Community Hall. Proceeds from the event will go towards sending more World War II and Vietnam-era veterans to Washington, D.C. in May.
The weather can be unpredictable, but you can count on Town & Country TV and Appliance at Richland Center. Town & Country is close to you at 2490 Highway 14, next to Goodwill. Shop deep discounts on closeouts and new arrivals with savings on Speed Queen Laundry, Whirlpool Refrigeration, and Maytag Cooking Products. Town & Country TV and Appliance is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Saturday, March 1st. Rudy Dean Dobbs, 79 of Townsend, died Tuesday at Aspirus Wausau Hospital. Funeral services will be held Thursday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Felton Cemetery with military rites provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Rudy Dean Dobbs, 79, of Townsend. Richard Sadler, age 74, died Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held Thursday from 3 to 6 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green with words of remembrance at 6. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Civil Air Patrol, Upland Hills Hospice, or a charity of your choice. Richard Sadler, age 74. Kent Friedland, 72, of Richland Center, died Wednesday of a sudden illness at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held next Saturday, March 8th at noon, at St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church next Saturday, March 8th, from 10 until the time of service at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Kent Friedland, 72, of Richland Center. Dorothy Ann Broker, 93, of La Crosse, died February 18th at Hillview Healthcare in La Crosse. A graveside prayer service will be held at the Willow Valley Cemetery at a later date. Memorials may be sent to Willow Valley United Methodist Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Dorothy Ann Broker, 23, of La Crosse.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Is your future chieftain ready for school? Riverdale Schools will be hosting 4K screening on Tuesday, March 4th. This is for children who will be 4 years old by September 1st, 5-year-olds who didn't attend 4K this year, and 3-year-olds who may have developmental concerns like speech, motor skills, or social development. Give your child a great start. Call Sarah at 608-739-3101 or email sarah.williamson@riverdale.k12.wi.us to schedule an appointment. But Riverdale Schools, where learning begins.
Hey everyone, John from Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel here. Now's the time to stock up on filters at unbeatable price. Need filters for your car, truck, mower, or industrial equipment? Don't miss out. Now through March 15th is your chance to save big. Plus, we've got great deals on hydraulic oil greases and a full lineup of Milwaukee tools at fantastic prices. Now until quantity runs out, all Craftsman tools on big blowout pricing. Hurry in, the filter and tool sale ends March 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel.
ABC News is sponsored on WRCO-FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, Prem Meats.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Sources tell ABC the Trump administration is considering cutting off all ongoing shipments of military aid to Ukraine. It's in the wake of Friday's contentious Oval Office meeting between President Trump and President Zelensky. Hours later, Trump told reporters,
We're looking for peace. We're not looking for somebody that's going to sign up a strong power and then not make peace because they feel emboldened. And that's what I saw happening.
Zelensky today on social media thanked the U.S. for its ongoing support in its war with Russia. Federal judge in Washington dealt a blow to two Trump administration executive orders regarding transgender people, blocking them from taking effect, not ruling on the legality of the orders, but that it rewrites the law and runs around the separation of powers. Vatican sources say Pope Francis is not out of danger after he suffered a coughing fit Saturday. The Pope, 88 years old, is on his 16th day in a Rome hospital. This is ABC News. The Los Angeles fire chief, who was dismissed by the mayor in the aftermath of the January wildfires, wants her job back.
L.A. Mayor Karen Bass fired Fire Chief Kristen Crowley. Firefighters and their union have been vocally backing Crowley, saying she became a scapegoat.